Hello there, lovely goodies and goulettes. This is Larry Sylvester from the Horror Fan Club Kenya. Happy Halloween. Welcome to today's episode of 13 Nights of Halloween. Alright guys, so hi. So for today's episode number 12, one more episode to go for the 13 Nights of Halloween. And today I am joined by Horror Fan Club members. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Yo, my people. This is Dave speaking.
Dave, and
okay, I'm Stan.
Just Stan. Okay, cool. So let us dive in right into today's topic. Like something that we saw trending, like Halloween is just around the corner, like it's just a week to Halloween, and we want to know, like, what just in case, you know, because events are not happening now and people are just staying at home and like doing their own thing, like we wanted to give like a list of horror movies that we would like to recommend for people, like, just to watch. Yeah, and this was a conversation we were having on our social media, and let me start off with like my top five list of like horror movies that you should watch this Halloween. At the top, let's say from number five, it is all right, no, Dave, go first.
Me, I would prefer for us to watch Mirrors. Mirrors is a little bit old, but it still has the sparks.
Mirrors, that was a classic. Like, it never gets old. Like, I was so disappointed they just gave us two of them. I mean, it would have been a very good franchise to watch. Like, five.
It wouldn't have been a franchise because it didn't have a continuation. It was all about Mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to have like a new continuation. But I love the part where this guy was eating, and you're eating a mirror. So it's coming from your mouth, it's coming from your cheeks, coming from your eyes, but you know what's happening. Then all of a sudden, you're bleeding all over. And blood is drawing from your mouth, from your lips.
That was a really cool concept.
That was a really cool concept.
I think we're in this for the blood.
Horror movies, they have to have like either blood or sex, but that's a conversation for another day. Yeah, that's your all-time like horror movie.
That's my favorite, which I would prefer to watch on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Because this time around, with the windows, biggest probability, maybe you'll be in the bathroom, then you'll see a mirror or something. Then after watching the mirrors, you can't even look in the mirror.
Is there a phobia for like the fear of mirrors? Is there a phobia for that?
Whoa,
okay, there is. Now that movie gave people.
There is a
mirror phobia or something like that.
But no, with me, different. Give me the love for mirrors.
Love for mirrors. What? Because you have a big mirror in your room.
You can step into the mirror. You can see that means there's another dimension.
Yeah, parallel dimension.
It's a parallel dimension. So you can step into a mirror, kill someone, and come back.
What?
That is a bit more spiritual than just staring into a mirror.
Actually, it's very, it looks epic. Just imagine you're talking to your fellow self in the mirror, and then when you wink, it winks back.
That's creepy.
Your guys imagining your image is tearing itself, then blood is coming out of you.
I don't know, that's just so creepy. You're overthinking this. On to the next horror movie.
You reminded me.
Annabelle, the Conjurverse, not even just Annabelle, the entire Conjurverse universe. You know, like from Conjuring 1, 2, 3, Annabelle 1 and 2, and The Nun. And also La Llorona, it's also part of the Conjurverse.
Oh, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't. They were not all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a. Dude!
Why? Like Annabelle, why would you make a little girl so scary?
Annabelle was scary. I was saying the girl, she was a doll.
Yeah, whatever, man. Annabelle was
not
scary. Makes no sense to me.
Well, concept, mythologies.
The mythologies was awesome. Tell me something. Would you prefer Annabelle? Okay, can Annabelle scare you more than Chucky?
I'd go with Annabelle. Yes. Chucky from Child's Play. No, Chucky was more of a comic. Charles was more of a comedy horror.
Any horror.
Yeah, like Chucky wasn't even scary per se.
A little bit scary.
It was like, the fact that he could talk and he could like
the whole thing of Chucky's.
Because you remember the origin of Chucky was a guy who was a thief who was murdered and then his spirit got into the doll.
The fact remains. Yeah. Dolls should never talk.
Annabelle doesn't talk.
They should never do shit. You don't stare.
Okay, Charles Chucky was a good cast.
Well,
classic.
It wasn't scary.
But the last one was the one that was shit.
Which, Cult of Chucky?
Yeah, Cult of Chucky was shit. I don't know, even Bride of Chucky, but anyway.
Yeah, Bride of Chucky was interesting, but it wasn't scary though, but it was interesting.
It was interesting because, you know, bring that whole woman aspect into
woman
it.
Aspect.
Yeah.
Woman aspect. Yeah. The doll.
Yeah, the doll. Now, you know, see, there was Chucky, now there's another girl version of Chucky. Yeah, that was
the gothic one.
Chucky. Yeah, the gothic one. With the black lipstick. She was sexy. You know, anyway, derailing. My. Okay, before you go on, something before I even forget, Hills of Eyes. You guys haven't watched Hills of Eyes.
No, I've not watched
it. Scary as shit. Like, it's about mutants who have been radiated, like, in the middle of the desert. Now, like,
I could do mutants.
They were disgusting. But I think the most iconic part of that horror movie was the part where it was so emotional because these people are just weren't even bad people. They were just people who were segregated from society, and then they were just, to them it was normal to like kill people, like new people. I guess it
feels
just,
like you need therapy.
Yeah,
after that movie.
Yeah, son. Yeah. What is your horror movie? What do you think?
I am not sure about horror movies, but.
You've never watched a horror movie in your lifetime?
I have.
Which one?
A couple. I'm just not good with names.
Tell us what is it about and then maybe we can figure it out.
Give me a minute.
I'll give you a minute. Dave, Nightmare on Elm Street, you're a big fan.
Oh, I'm a big fan of it. Hey, Jack Kruger.
Freddy.
Freddy Kruger. There's something about Freddy Kruger and the claws, man.
And the calling the girls bitches.
Yeah, but... That's his face. His face is scary. And by the way, I think I have a sweater that looks like Jack Kruger.
Yeah, you had to cosplay with it before.
But
Corona
now
came.
I love, look, the buns. The buns are scary. Then he appears in a dream. That thing was awesome.
Like, there's no other horror movie that has movie that tried to copy that.
And he will fucking kill you very painfully.
Not even very painfully. Like, the fact that
did
just
the guy have.
Like, scissor hands.
Fingers
like blades, because he was a gardener apparently.
Yep,
he was a gardener.
He was a gardener who used to like molest.
What I love about that movie is one thing. Number one,
do you mean you love the guy?
One thing, he made a mistake. Then he came back to kill the kids who said he made a mistake, which they didn't lie. Number one,
to kill them.
They didn't lie. He
came to haunt them and like continue being perversive.
But you're forgetting he was killing them all.
Okay, yeah.
Was it like the Rick and Morty version where he comes into your dreams? And
Yes, exactly. But now the Rick and Morty version is exaggerated.
I love the Rick and Morty.
That's what I love about it. That's what made me interested about this movie. And he made a mistake. He accepts he made the mistake. And he still comes back to commit another mistake.
Yeah, but have you watched Freddy vs. Jason?
Yes, I've watched
Freddy vs. Jason.
Yep.
Yeah, now that was a very good crossover between the two. I loved it.
But Jason, I really don't love.
You don't love Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
Well, I do love Jason Voorhees. Okay, from Friday the 13th, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But now when it comes, like, he's competing with Freddy.
Mm. Of course, your team Freddy. Team Jason. We should start that poll and then see what a lot of people would suggest.
So, okay.
Would you prefer to watch Blood Drive?
Blood Drive is an awesome.
Is a very awesome series. You can watch it. It's okay. It's a little bit old school and exaggerated.
I just heard.
I would want to watch it because
it's awesome.
The part where they. Sex in the
car. Yeah, that part is always awesome. Yeah, and it motivates the guy, it motivates the car, the adrenaline is moving on and everything. Now I would prefer this. Like
sex
we do
death.
No, what? Sex in horror movies, sex is the incident that you'd have before actually dying.
Yes, but in Blood Drive.
You've not watched Wrong Turn. Like every time you have sex, the killer comes.
True.
And be like,
but in Blood Drive they do have sex to make to prevent them from dying.
What?
Like they need the energy,
the chips they have
to boost the chips they have for them. No, picture this version: you go to a drive-in movie. You know, drive-in movies, right?
Yeah.
Then you watch Blood Drive, and it's 12 in the p.m. in the a.m. No, almost 11.
Midnight. Let's say midnight.
Let's say from 11, it's so dark and it's drizzling, and you're watching Blood Drive. Then you'll go with your car to the highway later.
Only freak me out if it was full moon.
That will be epic.
Maybe. Yeah, this Halloween, it's a full moon, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a full moon. We hope that we will get to see that. But Blood Red reminds me of another, like, one movie. It was just an installment on its own. It's called Hybrid. It's also, I think, the same concept. Cars that if you get in, it swallows you, it kills you.
Yeah, it kills you and gets in the car.
And now the cars could move, and now, like, they were hunting people. Like, a Ferrari would come and be like, ah, that's a good Ferrari, let me get in. And then it swallows you and eats you.
You all have watched Monster Truck.
Oh, yeah.
The truck with monster and shit.
What? No.
But that's not a horror
movie. Is it a horror movie?
That's not a horror movie.
It's a weird ass movie.
It's a weird ass movie, but it was an interesting one.
You're imagining a truck moving
on its own.
A squid.
Yeah, something has some weird looking squiddy thing.
Is it sci fi?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were drinking oil. Yucky. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Before you even continue, Scream. Scream has to be. That's something every Halloween person has. You have to watch.
It has to be a must watch.
So that's the Scream.
Scream can do well. Scream will do. So we are safe from number five. We said.
I've even lost track, and then the episode is about to end. So, do you have notable mentions that you want to give?
Let me say this way. If you have a girlfriend in the house. Why don't you do the whole soul thingy?
So trilogy. Apart from Jigsaw, I didn't like Jigsaw.
But do watch Jigsaw. Watch the whole thing. You know, maybe your taste won't be the artist.
Okay.
So you do your popcorns in the house, put on loud music, and you do so.
And if you're into torture porn.
If you're into that, it's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not in a sexual way, but like people just torturing themselves.
How do you do porn?
No, it's not porn. Don't take porn literally.
You're going off the topic.
Like torture porn, like a lot of torture.
A lot of torture.
Not sexual torture.
Not sexual torture.
It's called torture porn. It's a genre of horror movies called torture porn. Like just people cutting themselves, dismemberment.
We did that.
We did horror movie. Horror movie is all about blood. What do you mean?
imagine you plucking off your eye. You just pluck off your eye. You're like, you don't love this eye. Put it on the table. And you're like, you look really old.
What? But you're such a conservative.
Man, you're such a conservative.
I don't know.
We will prefer a society where we will, like, when we have a day of whipping ourselves.
What?
You whip your back and you bleed.
You just whip yourself. Why?
Back.
Because
you whip yourself.
You're the kind of people who, like, if there was a purge, you'd just stay in your home and, like, just purge yourself.
No, just come out and watch people purging.
Are you sure you wouldn't leave?
You don't die.
I would come and watch people purging. And if you don't die when you've been purged by your fellow man, then I'll kill you. Then I'll purge you too.
And you must. No, I wish there was, like, a purge on Halloween, man.
Oh, really? Love,
like,
a purge.
Should make a purge. It would help society, isn't it?
There should be a purge in Kenya. Put me in the middle of people.
Then me, I would just stay at home and just.
I wanted to put me in the middle of ladies.
I see your agenda. All crime is legal. Okay, so anyway, Stan, any parting shot?
It's been
silent, man. Yeah, we put you on the spot. You're not a horror movie fanatic, but it's been fun having you here for today. So that wraps up our 12th episode of, like, 13 Days of Halloween. I hope you guys are having fun, staying safe, and keeping it horror. We do this every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tomorrow, on the next Friday, will be our final episode because, you know, Saturday is Halloween. So look forward to that. We're also having an event happening on Saturday, Halloween watch party, and also we are doing the game night on our social media pages. Link, find us on Facebook at Horror Fan Club Kenya, on Instagram at horrorfanclub_KE. I have been your host, Larry Sylvester. Happy Halloween.